Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 15th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google releases Stream Benchmark to promote research on multilingual learning. In a blog post, Google researchers describe how the Natural Language Processing Systems Benchmark can evaluate cross-lingual generalization capabilities using 9 inference tasks for a dozen language families and 40 languages. While models tested on English come close to humans on most existing tasks, the performance is substantially lower for many other languages. Former BT chairman joins UI UK board. Mike Rake, the former BT chairman and president of the CBI Employers Organization, has joined UI's UK board as a non-executive director after defending the Chinese company against a political onslaught in recent weeks. Broadband networks have been strained as millions are forced to work from home. But more damaging for global telecoms groups is the loss of $25 billion in revenue from data roaming charges as international travel collapses. Coronavirus has also exposed America's broadband problem, poor access in rural areas. Google will use its Play Store to update Android devices so they work with a recently announced contact tracing system. The tech will work on devices running Android 6.0 Marshmallow and above. Data will only be available to health authorities. Google will roll out an initial API next month, followed by a second in the coming months. The report notes Google will publish a framework for companies that offer non-Google builds of Android. Teleconferencing firm Zoom will soon allow premium users to select which of its data centers their chats are routed through. Starting April 18, paid users can opt in or out of multiple regions, though their default area will remain unchanged. The company notes free users will no longer have their data transferred via China. Meanwhile, credentials for more than 500,000 Zoom accounts are being traded on the dark web, reports Bleeping Computer. Cybersecurity firm Cybel has found accounts being sold for less than a penny each, with some available for free. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.